Welcome everyone to the new episode of the Unfold Learning podcast, and this is the episode 6. Today I want to talk to you all about something that has been on my mind very lately, and I have a feeling that it might resonate with many of you. Have you ever scrolled through your social media feed and felt like everyone else has it all figured out? Like they are living extraordinary lives, and it seems like they have just arrived. And you end up feeling just, well, ordinary. We are going to unpack the notion of specialness and explore why is it perfectly okay to be not that extraordinary, or that chosen one, or that special one that society often tells us that we need to be. We'll delve into the power of embracing our ordinary selves and finding the beauty and simplicity of who we are as individuals. I hope you're ready. So let's unfold the truth together. Most of us are pretty average at most things that we do. Even if we are exceptional at one thing, chances are that we will be average or below average at most other things. That's the nature of life. This is a hard fact, isn't it? To be exceptional at something demands dedication of time and efforts, and we all understand this, that we all have limited energy and time. Very few become exceptional at more than one thing and are ahead of the bell curve. However, statistically, it is improbable that a single person or an individual will be exceptional and an extraordinary performer in all areas of life. But this is where I wonder why the extremes get all the publicity. In many ways, we all know this, but we never talk about this and never ever try to unfold what is that exact problem that underlies. With all the social media platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, etc., we are flooded with information, but our attention is limited and we cannot process all the waves of information that we come across. Therefore, only the zeros and ones break through and catch our attention. All day and every day, we are flooded with truly extraordinary, the best of the best, or the worst of the worst. The most watched videos, the funniest memes, or the most upsetting news, the scariest threats and the scandals and the pranks. At times, I wonder why these platforms are suggesting random videos which are of the most stupid things. Unfortunately, our lives are filled with information from the extremes of a bell curve. And when I say extremes, it is either at the lower end of the bell curve or at the extreme end of the bell curve. Either you will witness someone or something that is extremely sad or dumb or stupid, and the extreme will be, on the other hand, to witness something that is just plush and posh. My problem with this is that the bombarding of extremes is conditioning us and many to believe that exceptionalism is the new normal. And because we are all quite average, most of the time, such aspects indicating for us to be exceptional with our life, with our homes, offices, relationships, travel, vacations, etc., it drives us to feel damn insecure, desperate, because somehow what we have doesn't feel good or doesn't feel good enough. We miss the point that a 10-second reel cannot be a summation of one's whole life. And the truth is, the vast majority of life resides in the humdrum of that middle of the bell curve. I mean, what are we really witnessing? Get rich in 10 days, lose weight in 5 days, violence and narcissism in the name of prank videos and whatnot. So much so that I got advice from a few that your content and channel may not work and you should do something that is different, that is radical, something extreme to grab attention. And I wonder how being good human being is not good enough to grab that attention of people. People like you and me. The problem is that pervasiveness of technology and the mass marketing is screwing up people's expectations for themselves. Today, people chase to be exceptional, waiting to showcase themselves with the best filters available, and in return, feel worse about themselves, feeling they need to be more extreme, more radical, and for what? To just get noticed. Well, let me also come clean with you. I am not saying that I am foolproof. I have fallen into this trap, right? Probably the very fact that this channel is my third attempt on YouTube. But whatever I am sharing has a big element of what I have learned as well, right? So please know that this is in no way indicating that the problem is outside me, but I have experienced this myself and hence putting this across as a learning. Because being ordinary should be the new normal. 1960s, developing self-high esteem or having positive thoughts at all points in time about oneself became a rage in psychology. It was like a high self-esteem movement kind of a thing. Researchers stated that those who thought highly of themselves generally performed better and caused fewer problems. Many scholars believe that raising a population like this with high self-esteem or full of themselves would lead to more social benefits. As a result, in 1970s, a lot of self-esteem practices came into play, or rather were being taught. Therapists came into existence who would ensure with an aesthetic setup to make you feel that you are being heard about your miseries and by infusing a sense of comfort. Education policies started to change where grade inflation began, meaning to make low-achieving kids feel better about their lack of achievement. Kids were made to feel special for no reason. Everyone were made to believe that they were special and that they are exceptional. But a generation later, it was realized that we are not all exceptional. Merely feeling good about ourselves or feeling all full about ourselves would not really mean anything unless you have a good reason for it. Instead, researchers found that adversity and failures are the necessary aspects of developing strong-minded and successful adults. So let me tell you where the problem really starts with this self-esteem inflation practice. It starts when people start to measure their self-worth on the basis of their self-esteem. But a true and accurate measurement of one's self-worth is how people feel about the challenges, about the negative aspects of themselves. Another problem is in the idea of entitlement that leads to a fixed mindset. And in this case, the entitlement is to be fixated on that aspect of feeling good about self to an extent to delude into believing that you are accomplishing great things, even though the truth is you are not, because you're doing nothing about it. You're just telling yourself that you're good, you're great, you're amazing. But there is nothing that is going in to actually testify to that. There are those who think that they are entitled to be liked by all without actually being there for anybody. or those who feel that they should have an amazing life without actually sacrificing anything. That's the entitlement that I'm talking about. The unfortunate part is that the entitled people feel the need to feel good about themselves all the time. Therefore, they end up thinking about themselves all the time, and they seem to be very selfish. If something good happens to them, they think because they are great and hence, or if something bad happens to them, they deny, they blame, and they become a victim. And they miss the point to be grateful for what they have and miss the point that they need to work to address their problems and achieve success. Well, if you're interested to know more about victim mentality and the denial, then do look into my episode about these two mental barriers. I think it should be coming up somewhere. Yeah. Thus far, we unfolded that what is really happening with the idea of being exceptional and not valuing our ordinary self. We deep dive into how entitlement comes into play, and it is the root cause of that fixed mindset. Now, let us unfold, where does this entitlement come from within us? If we have problems that are unsolvable or unconscious, our unconscious figures that we are either uniquely special or uniquely defective in some way. That we are somehow unlike everyone else and that the rules must be different for us. And eventually we end on to be on the path of only seeking validation. The deeper the pain, the more helpless we feel against our problems and the more entitlement we adopt to compensate for those problems. For example, if my pain is betrayal or breaking of trust, then the problem will be if I get entitled to the thought that nobody is my trustworthy. I am special. The rule is different for me. And the danger with this will be the seeking of validation for trust again and again in some shape or form. And moreover, eventually pushing others who matter from self. Right? That's what entitlement does. It fixates you onto a particular thing and some sort of a seeking, some sort of a validating self. And that's where the entitlement plays out in two ways. One, that I am awesome and the rest of you all suck, so I deserve special treatment. And the other way that it plays out is, because I suck and the rest of you all are awesome, so pity me and I deserve special treatment. The truth that such folks need to realize is that there is nothing such as personal problem. If you have got a problem, chances are millions of others either would have faced the same problem or are facing it right now or will face in the future. So let us get this thing out of our heads that we have a personal problem. We have a problem that is only to us. No, that's not the truth. It doesn't mean that the problem shouldn't hurt. I'm not saying that. It doesn't mean that you are not a victim in some circumstances. But what it means that you are not special. Often, it's the realization that you and your problems are actually not privileged in their severity or pain. That it is the first step towards solving that problem. I know that some of you would be thinking, if being entitled is bad, well, the answer is complex. As humans, we will be entitled, but we have the ability to rationalize our entitlement in a way where we challenge ourselves to not be fixated. It is about checking our emotional resilience. More freedom we are given to express ourselves, the more we want to be free, go having to deal with anyone who may disagree with us. That's where the problem comes in. The more exposed we are to opposing viewpoints, the more we seem to get upset that the other viewpoints exists. That's entitlement without a check. The easier and a problem-free world or our lives become, the more we seem to feel entitled to have a problem-free life. That's the problem with entitlement and thinking that you're special. That's the nature of entitlement that I'm trying to challenge here. Because my submission is that none of us are special. But many of you would be thinking or wanting to challenge me saying that, but if I'm not going to be special or extraordinary, then what is the point? Unfortunately, it has become more accepted part of our culture today to believe that we are all designed to do something truly exceptional or extraordinary. Everyone and everywhere is preaching about this constant narrative that we all deserve greatness. Logically, this statement is extremely contradictory. If everyone were to be extraordinary, then by definition, no one would be extraordinary. This is what most people miss. And instead of asking what is that we deserve or not deserve, we blind ourselves to just chase the thought of being special or being extraordinary. Well, how many sports, and sports is a much easier example to connect with. I wonder in how many sports do we have more than one champions or more than one winners? Does that mean the others who are not the winners, they are not special? Right? Only the entitlement is with the champions? That's what we need to start challenging. Sadly, being an average has become the new standard of failure. We expect our kids to achieve the utmost of the results, be the topper, be excellent in achieving that first position. When you are driving, be there, be first. When you are at work, be there, be ruthless, be extremely outcome oriented to get that position, get that label of being extraordinary. It is just sad that we have succumbed to believe that being an average is failure or equates to failure. Nobody likes to be in the middle of the bell curve. Because if you are either at the top or either at the bottom, only then you will get the attention that you are entitled with, that you seek validation for, and that's a big problem. And let me tell you, many use this as a strategy to prove to everyone that they are most miserable or they are the most amazing to get that attention. Many are afraid to accept mediocrity because they believe if they accept it, they'll never achieve anything, never improve, and that their life won't matter. Well, understand this with a bit of a nuanced lens, right? When I say that you are not special and being ordinary is good enough, that doesn't mean that you cannot improve. You improve, evolution is a part of us as humans, right? And let me tell you this, that the rare folks who become, and this is important, the rare folks or individuals who become truly exceptional are the ones who don't believe that they are great to feel good at the first place. Instead, they are obsessed with self-improvement because they think that they are ordinary. They want to continuously learn. They want to continuously improve. That's the fundamental understanding that I'm trying to unfold and I would want you to leave with. And the obsession with improvement stems from an underlying belief that they are in fact not great at all. People who are great because they understand that they are not already there, that they have not arrived, and it's a process. They are mediocre, they are average, and that they could do so much better. That's the belief that we need to inculcate in ourselves and the generations to come in. That's the aspect that will build one's character and eventually lead them to the path of being a better human being. Vast majority of your life will be boring and ordinary. And that is okay. You need to accept that. You need to embrace that. If you accept this, then you will be free from the pressure of wanting to do something amazing. What's that next big thing? And be stressed and always feel anxious by seeing others. Being ordinary is not at all bad. I repeat myself, being ordinary is not at all bad, because that's what your majority of your life will be if you look at it from a broader spectrum. The connotation with being ordinary is defined by folks around, so don't judge yourself. Acceptance of your mundane existence will help you accomplish more, because you will have that belief of continuously improving, of constantly learning, being relentless and not ruthless. That's the point. As a matter of fact, being disciplined is the most boring thing. But doesn't it yield amazing results to reap benefits from? Trust me, you will appreciate life's basic experiences, so-called basic. The pleasure of simple friendships, creating something on your own, helping someone in need, reading a book, having a cup of coffee or tea with your loved ones, laughing with people that you care about. Sounds boring? That's because they are ordinary. And maybe they are ordinary for a reason, because they are actually what matters. It's my time. Don't miss to like this episode. Tune in to the other episodes on the channel Unfold Learning Podcast. Subscribe this channel to engage in more such topics that will help us to be a better human being. You can follow me or the Unfold Learning Podcast on Instagram, on all other audio platforms. Till then, take care. We will see you soon. And remember, you may not be special. You may be ordinary. But you are enough. Thank you very much for being there.